Fat Tuesday, Butte, Montana, by Ed Leahy. In metaphor, we curl up in the leftovers of a hard rock culture, cyanide meadows of silty tailings, ponds at the edge of town, proclaim the richest hill on earth, broke, presided over now by the Virgin on the east ridge of the Continental Divide. At night, the flickering light of the mythic ruins, ghosts along the slopes. I remain more afraid of the diggings not done, never seen or faced down, the discount dollars of the here and now. The past is always tied to the weight of a cross. Frank Little, having died here, could not know the darkness elsewhere. Clear streams, mountain springs, gems beyond the glory hole, bouquets and berrios, quaking aspen. Leaves lovely yellow in the wind, juniper, sage, pine, fir, flowers there that no one has a name for, a clarity to the air. We should sneer more softly here, accepting good and evil given, not like seasons, sun and snow, Fat Tuesday, the status quo, or the fear of barren years, the shadow falling fast. Informed answers to Job's questions are not laid out in history texts or found at the feet of statues, but in the spirit of those who face the ruins, to live here, to recycle, take a stand, create protection from sentimental confirmation. Beauty by Ed Leahy. I celebrate my fate, claim no union or enterprise, unless it's with the dead, who never made the grade, tasted much of money or of fame, no winning hand in apex law, glory holes, or real estate. Dust to dust, debts are paid. I salute the ruins of the never sweat on my hilly morning climb. Take the time to pet Centerville Sally's goat, proper clothesline up, then trudge down a path through Corktown past the dream. A mined-out motherlode south of the mountain con, above the ridges of the old abandoned donkey road. The Alice pit appears empty as a starling song, her long ladders gone, a sunken cake of chalcoprite, a small acidic lake above the wounded town. No trade selected light, no tin hat to fit my dome, or pick to hang upon my belt. Walking west on Waukesha, I am what I perceive, dancing round the open grave. A whirl of peacock feathers fell to mark the shaft that finally failed. Now flooded green, the rich rock gone like blood, from a mortal wound, the cash flow to Phoenix, Arizona. The solutions in the wind that plucks my silky beard. I am amazed. King Kong is dead. There is no need to vote. Oh, Yes, by Charles Bukowski. There are worse things than being alone, but it often takes decades to realize this, and most often, when you do, it's too late, and there's nothing worse than too late. Murder at Midnight by Sean Amon. Upon the business-laden street, a dying man breathes, the last taste of air before the light takes over his senses, an earnest brush with fate as life settles and eases. Cold blue eyes and the grin of a chummy old man. His friends remember him singing, drinking, and all of his messes. The heart of a person, a loud laugh full of passion. After he passed, his friend called him a lovable mess-up. When he was around, his opinions crashed like a reckless old pickup. Before Valentine's Day, there was a murder at midnight. Proof that love knows no irony to a man moving down concrete turf. And that justice served is just a phrase which sinners once gave birth. Crooked Smile by Sean Amon. You know, you have a crooked smile. Aside ocean eyes, ivory skin, and non-peril mind, you have a crooked smile. An immaculate day interrupted by rain, or a favorite child's toy poorly made, you smile a crooked smile. Surrounded by wavering blood-red ginger, silhouette a shapely woman body figure, you smile a crooked smile. After the spoiled summer day's flying dial, and the end of common everyday trial, you know Mona Lisa had a crooked smile. We Fixed It by Sean Amon. The mine waste no longer gets dumped by that hill over there. My kids won't have to put up with strange arsenic and lead tests. People in alien masks knocking on our doors for generations here. The Berkeley Pit is no longer a pit, no wider a pool. We soaked it in lime. You know, I see animals there time to time. Butte started saving old buildings, kind of like going to a dentist to fix those missing teeth. A smile is a smile, a breath of fresh air to breathe. We took care of the people amid elephant escapes, festive parades. We saved the deranged, gave them health centers to change. We fixed it. Ah, who am I kidding? We're only a super center away from really winning.